Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We study the relation of Jesus Christ to John. Lesson 4. Worthy is the Lamb. In the heavenly throne room. When we have a look at chapter 4 and 5 in Revelation, we get a glimpse of the center of the universe. Imagine! We can go there because a door is open. We read in chapter 4, verse 1, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Second verse, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. The Heavenly Father, in the center of the universe, on the throne. Only very, very few prophets ever had the chance to look into the center, the headquarter of the universe. Only a few prophets. One of them was Isaiah. When he had a look, we have reported this in chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah. When he sees the Father on the throne, he says, oh, and he thinks he will die at once. He sees the difference between him and the Heavenly Father. Oh no, what a difference, what a huge difference. Now, here, John, the apostle, is able to look into the center of the universe. And this heavenly throne room shows the Father on the throne and the Son. The Father, he is praised because he has created. We read in verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Therefore, this praise. And in chapter 5, we see the Lamb. In the Bible, we often hear about the shepherd feeding his flock. And here, we concentrate on the Lamb. It's a symbol for Jesus. And this Lamb is worthy to be praised for. Why so? We read in verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Creator, Redeemer. The two most important aspects. If you were not created, you were not in existence. But even if you are created, after some time, you are dead in the grave. Therefore, you need a Redeemer, that your life goes on, that it will be eternal life, life forever.